That's Toby Mac featuring Holland. Light Shine Bright here on the Joy Top 20. And as promised, all the way out in Edmonton, right across the country, I've got Johnny Rocket and Holly Taylor joining me on the line. What's up, guys?
What is going on?
Not much.
I need whatever Johnny's had for breakfast today.
He had eggs.
Eggs and yogurt. So I think I'm good in that food department.
Here's a studio etiquette for you. Having eggs is not always the nicest smelling thing.
She constantly thinks that I toot, and I'm like, no, it's the eggs, I'm telling you.
What is yogurt?
That's Johnny's version of yogurt.
She makes fun of me because I like to say words differently.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I like to say them properly. So.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and hanging out. You guys are, of course, on hosts of The Morning Spin out on Shine FM in Edmonton. So you're totally down with this radio thing, eh?
Mostly.
Yeah, microphones don't make me nervous anymore.
I'm still working on that. Yeah, and also host of the Why Me Project, which is a weekly podcast on Faith Strong Today and also airs every Wednesday here on Joy Radio at 9:30 and 3:30. So I wanted to check in with you guys, not only to talk about Christian radio and stuff, but also the podcast. In general, though, I just wanted to ask you about Christian radio. I've read stories in the States and, articles written saying that Christian radio stations and their listenership are actually rising across the U.S. because I think of all the sort of negative news and the bad stuff that, people don't really want to hear for 20 minutes in the car when they're just going to work. Have you guys got that feedback too, the encouragement that listeners receive from listening to you guys every morning?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you just think of people's day-to-day, right? You've got Twitter, like social media, Instagram. People are inundated with negativity, whether it be from a peer complaining about something or a really tragic story that they're seeing come down the news wire, which would be now essentially their smartphone. So it's just nice, I think, for people in their everyday life, no matter where they're going, they can just flip onto a radio station or go online and listen to an internet radio station where they know for a fact it's going to be encouraging, it's uplifting, maybe challenging in the sense of, they're going to ask questions of themselves maybe about just about life. So we've definitely noticed people really looking for something that's going to be encouraging and uplifting and something that they can tune into with their whole family in the car and not have to worry about explaining what does this, tragic event mean to a toddler who's just trying to figure out, words in general.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. My daughter's currently obsessed with The Colors, First Day of My Life. It's a safe place, I think, for folks here.
Yeah, and I'd rather my daughter sing songs like that than, some of the other lyrical content that's out there.
Well, do you have to explain how to say words properly because of Johnny, saying things differently like yogurt?
Yeah, sometimes, but...
And Johnny, what are your kids? How do they say things? I mean, it comes from the home and goes right to the radio.
No. My wife is a lot smarter. She teaches them to make sure that they learned it words really good.
Really good, yeah. Right?
Gooder.
Well, the Why Me Project started just this year, so it feels like it's been going for, over 20 episodes now. And it's already one of the most popular weekly podcasts on Faith Strong Today. You guys have been just killing it. But you're searching for those, unscripted moments in life with your guests and the people that you talk to, whether we know them or not. And from, some Edmonton sports guys to writers and authors from the U.S., you've had quite a lineup of people that you've talked to.
The thing is, though, is that everybody has a story, and sometimes it's just easy. I mean, for Holly and I to reach out to some of our friends sometimes and just say, hey, listen, this is what we're doing. We've supported you for all these years. Why can't you support us just once?
Just once.
Yeah, just once in your life.
So then we make sure that they subscribe to our podcast, and then we'll give them an interview. That's kind of the way it works. That's not true. Holly gives everybody $5.
Which is also not true.
Well, I'm reminded of Leland when you guys, when you mentioned that, Johnny, Leland Claussen, who, you guys have known for a long time, and I've certainly known too, but not personally, and hearing his story blew me away, but it sounded like it also impacted you because you maybe didn't get into that with him on that sort of personal level.
Yeah, a lot of times we talk. It's more work stuff or, you know, how are the kids, what's going on. It's not the real deep thing sometimes. And so when we sat there and he kind of told us his life story and kind of, you know, what his struggles were, it was, oh, wow, a guy that I've known for 14 years, and I never knew the actual impact of some of the things in his life.
I loved the episode you did with an artist we've played for, you know, over 15 years or so, Dan McCauley, because you had his wife on, too. I thought that was really cool that you sort of split the interview between the husband and wife and got almost two different stories in one.
Well, you know the old saying, right? Behind every great man is a fantastic, stellar woman.
I've never heard
like
that before in my life.
But no, for us, it's important to share her story as well as his, because quite often in the music industry, it's primarily males, and, you know, their wives are as much a part of their music ministry as they are, you know, manning the fort, making sure their kids are being in a healthy environment. And so it was great to hear that she was able to support Dan in such a meaningful way. But now he's supporting her as well in a very meaningful way when it comes to careers and the ways that they're expressing God's talents for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was awesome. Well, we better get back to the music here. This is a music countdown show. So let's jump into Love and the Outcome. I think you've heard of those guys, right?
Yeah, once or twice.
Here's If I Don't Have You on the Joy Top 20. And stay tuned. We'll have more with Johnny and Holly coming up in a little bit.
Number 12. How can I build your kings?
You're listening to the Joy Top 20. I'm your host, Matt Cain, and I've got Johnny Rocket and Holly Taylor on the line with me. Now, should I ever introduce Holly first? Are you guys contractually obligated to be introduced to Johnny Rocket and Holly Taylor?
I like the idea. I like it.
Behind every great man is a great woman. And Holly is the greatest. So I try to introduce her more often, or we go to do events and things, and I'm like, okay, Holly, you kick it off. She's like, no. And then I'm like, hey, Holly, why don't you do this? She's like, no. She likes to throw me under the bus and then, you know, feel out how the audience is doing.
Yeah, quite often.
I thought it had, you know, more to do with your, Johnny, your successful diner chain of restaurants.
All right.
Grandpa always said that.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Just wanted to also ask you a little bit about doing a podcast. How is that different than a radio show?
You talk a lot longer.
Yes.
Ah.
But it gives us a chance to ask the artists that and authors and whoever is talking with us more in-depth questions than what we normally get a chance to. With regular radio, we don't have the same kind of audience attention span as what we do with the podcast. So it's been really nice to dive into more of the behind-the-scenes stories.
Well, and I like to keep them on their toes, too. If you listen back to the Drew Brown interview, I mean, you guys obviously in Between the Grooves and Drew Brown, but even asking him questions about his relationship with his dad, and he poignantly said, oh, we're going to go there, are we?
Mm-hmm.
And he went there. I mean, he wasn't afraid to go there, but that's what you get with a Why Me project, I think.
Yeah, and we definitely appreciate the vulnerability of those who have spent the time with us to do it.
Absolutely. Well, find Johnny and Holly online at faithstrongtoday.com. That's where you can get all the links to the Why Me project, where you can subscribe in Apple Podcasts or using your favorite podcast app. Or, you know, I always try to tell this to folks, it's really as simple as pushing play on the website. So you can just go to Faith Strong Today every day and every Wednesday when the Why Me project comes up and just push play. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to do all sorts of fancy stuff with apps. It's right there on a web page. So if you can do that, I think you're ahead of the curve, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. So you guys got time for a little fun?
Always.
Like radio should be fun, right?
Of course.
All right.
Here's a tissue to dab your sweating forehead.
Well, there's a little game we like to play here on the Joy Top 20. Or I should say I like to play on the Joy Top 20 called the Joy Top 20 This or That game. And basically I throw two categories out to you, or two things out to you, and you have to tell me if it's one or the other. So you can take turns with both of you if you want to try this out.
Go for it.
Sure.
All right, let's fire up the theme music here. Okay. First category. Who wants to go first? Ladies first?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, Holly. Is this a Beatrix Potter character or a fish disease?
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one. Flopsy.
Beatrice Potter.
That's right. Dropsy.
Dropsy. I think that's a disease.
You got it. Mopsy.
Oh, Beatrice Potter.
You got it. Bloat.
That sounds like a disease.
Yeah, or a famous Beatrix Potter. No, you're right.
it doesn't end in IES.
Hunka Munka.
Oh, Beatrix Potter.
Yeah.
Wow, you're good.
Yeah, I like all of her books.
Oh.
This is great.
Ick.
Oh, disease.
Mm-hmm.
I have that.
And Pigling Bland.
Pigling Bland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel like it might be a Beatrice Potter.
I thought that's a disease.
Nice, clean sweep, Holly.
Woo!
Way to come out of the gate there. All right, Johnny, a little bit of pressure on you.
Okay, I'll choose sports for 300.
Your category is, are these folks a law firm or a musical duo?
Oh, man, law firm, because that's going to be fantastic.
All right, here we go. Sullivan and Cromwell.
Oh, that's a law firm.
Right. Ashford and Simpson.
That is a great musical duo.
Yes. Covington and Burling.
I used them once when I got hit by a car, so they're my law firm.
That's right. Hall and Oates.
That is a musical duo, but I would also use them as a law firm as well, but I'll go with musical duo.
Yeah, the law firm is Oates and Hall. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh.
Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
Croft with a T.
Oh, Croft. Well, yeah, Seals and Crofts was the law firm, but let's go duo.
Musical duo, you are right. Kirkland and Ellis?
That sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, yeah. And Loggins and Messina.
Let's go law firm.
No, that's a musical duo.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on,
did
Kenny Loggins.
No, I didn't throw the game.
Yes, I did.
This we got to redo. We need something else.
Wait, I just think I won, though.
Well, no, I don't think you did.
We got a couple more categories here.
Okay.
All right, Holly, is this a Girl Scout cookie or a Dollywood ride?
Oh, goodness.
All right. The Deucey Doo.
Dollywood ride?
No, that's a Girl Scout cookie.
You've never had the Deucey Doo?
I've only ever had like two, vanilla and chocolate.
Okay.
Daisy Go Round.
Dollywood?
No, that's a Girl Scout cookie.
Are you serious?
Have you never had those?
No.
You eat them while spinning.
I'm going to lose them out. It's so well.
Wonder Wheel.
Girl Scout cookie?
No, that's a Dollywood ride.
You've never been on the Wonder Wheel? Wow. You got to travel more.
Lemon Twist?
Girl Scout?
No, Dollywood ride.
Seriously? I am failing miserably.
Tag Along.
Girl Scout?
Yes, you got one.
I got one.
Shooting Star.
Dollywood?
Yeah. And Trefoil.
Trefoil. That sounds a little like it'd be terrible tasting cookies, so we'll go with Dollywood?
No, that's a Girl Scout cookie. I don't know if I said that right way or not. Trefoil? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a trefoil.
Oh,
it's right over by the roller coasters.
All right, Johnny. You got a chance to outshine your co-host here.
Oh, you're going to totally win.
Is this a Mountain Dew flavor or a computer virus?
Oh, man. Two things I know nothing about.
Oh, all right.
Well, that one.
Baja Blast.
Mountain Dew.
Yes. Creeper.
That would be a weird drink.
It's a delicious soda.
Just a refreshing creeper over here. I'll go with some malware on that one.
You got it.
This is way easier than mine was.
Livewire.
That is also computer.
No, that's Mountain Dew.
But I've used Livewire on computers.
Well, that's the antivirus, not the actual virus.
Oh.
I don't know. Sasser.
Now I'm all thrown off. Let's go computer.
Yes. Code Red.
Oh, that is definitely Mountain Dew. I love me some Code Red.
It's actually both, too. So, sorry, I didn't tell you you could pick both, but good. I'll give you the answer on that one. Blaster.
Computer.
You got it. And whiteout.
Something that I used on the computer screen.
Well, I'm sorry, that's a delicious bottle of Mountain Dew. So, pretty good, though. You got the majority of them right, so you got an edge right now on Holly, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to retire now because I won.
All right, Holly, you ready? You want another one here?
Yeah, sure, let's do it. I can't do worse than what I just did, so.
Is this a square dance move or an NBA move?
NBA?
Yes, basketball.
Gotcha.
Weave the ring.
Weave the ring. I'm going to go with a square dance.
Yes.
Good call.
Yeah. Jab step.
Oh, that's basketball.
Yes. Hand check.
I feel like it could be used for both.
Hello.
Wouldn't it be both? Oh, we'll go with basketball.
Yes. Stir the bucket.
Oh, square dance.
Yes. Give and go.
Oh, basketball.
Oh. Yeah.
Pick and an alley-oop on that one. Jeez.
Basketball.
Pick and roll.
Basketball.
Yeah, and partner trade.
Oh, okay. Are we talking about now the business side of basketball or just kidding? I'm going square dance.
Nice. All right. So you've done a few two steps in your time. That was very well done.
Thank you.
I think we need a tiebreaker category. Well, let's just first one who answers gets this one each point in this round, okay?
Cut.
Okay.
Is this a axe scent? You know, the axe body spray?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or a Christian band?
That's funny.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
First one who says it, Rise.
I think it's both.
What is it, Holly? You talked first.
Accent.
You're right, Holly. All right. Under Oath.
Band.
Nice, Holly. Critical Mass.
Oh, you want me? Band.
Yes, Johnny. Dark Temptation.
Accent.
What I use every Friday night.
Very good, Holly. Demon Hunter.
Band.
Oh, Johnny, I think I got you there first. Good job. Essence.
Band.
No, that's an accent. So Johnny gets.
Can it be both?
Well, there's Essence of Praise.
Oh, but it's not just Essence.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So it's 3-3.
Yeah.
This is the last one.
Okay.
No pressure here, okay?
Mic off, Holly.
Fireflight.
Bam.
Johnny Rocket with the win. Good job, guys.
Feedback. Wish.
At one point, doesn't matter how much you lose by it, kid, you still lost. Life lesson.
Thank you so much. Anything you guys want to say to our listeners here in the Toronto area?
Download, subscribe, review. Holly will give you $5.
Okay, I will not give $5. but no, it's just been amazing hearing from you and your feedback as well and the things that you are enjoying with the Why Me Project. So feel free to keep sending us messages. And if there's anyone you want to hear on the Why Me Project podcast, let us know.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I'm going to talk to you off air about a little side bet of the Maple Leafs versus the Edmonton Oilers and who's going to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals this year.
All right. I'm going
Sounds
with
good.
Neither.
So much fun. Thanks, guys. Let's get back to the countdown. Here's Jeremy Camp checking in at number 8. Word of
life. Speak to you. Vote for your favorite song every week. Use the hashtag JoyTop20 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or send your votes by email to joytop20@joyradio.ca. On air and online, you can listen to your favorite Christian station anywhere. Find great podcasts, videos, our full schedule, and much more. Streaming live at joyradio.ca and on our free MyJoy Radio app. Find us in iTunes or Google Play. Then listen to your favorite Joy Radio programs anytime, on demand.